Today, we'll get caught up on recent Disney World news. Plus, I'm starting an agency. That's coming up on this episode 149 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 149. I do know that has been a little bit since the last episode, but we will talk about that in just a minute, and I'm hoping to get back on track with weekly episodes. In the meantime, you can always find me on social media. Please follow along so we can chat. There are lots of different choices. There's Twitter, Instagram, the Facebook page where we do Q&As once a month, Pinterest. So follow along on any of those so that we have a conversation as opposed to just a one-way me talking to you sort of thing. And there's been a lot of Disney World news that's come out. The last episode that I did, I mentioned three things that I was into, episode 148, and all of that stuff has changed since I said that. So despite my best efforts to create evergreen content that you can listen to anytime, Disney keeps making changes. So we keep having to make updates. And it's actually a smart thing for podcasters to do is to batch record podcasts, because when you batch record podcasts, then it's more efficient. You know, like you sit down and just do like three or four in one day. But in the Disney World niche, it's a lot more difficult because as soon as you hit record, or as soon as you hit you finished recording, it seems like an announcement comes out. And then when you publish that episode, then you sound like you are not current or you don't know, you know, what's happening news-wise in the Disney niche. And so it's a little tricky to figure out how to have a podcast that is current when Disney World keeps making changes. So we're just going to go through some of those today. Also, I am starting a travel agency that is launching in September. This was kind of the next thing that I decided that I wanted to do. I'm always trying to see what's next and what makes sense for me. And this seemed like a next logical step. So, I have spent most of August working on all of the stuff that you have to do to start a travel agency. There's a lot of licensing things and bonds and just creating infrastructure with the client management system. And so, I'm using a lot of my internet marketing and a technical background to bring a lot of automation to the agency that I think is lacking in most other agencies. And I will, in the first week of September, most likely be recruiting a team of probably about 10 experienced agents. Unlike most agencies, this agency will have sales leads from day one. And so I need an experienced team of agents that knows what they're doing right away, because I'm going to be delivering the sales leads right to their inbox so they can spend more time booking and less time looking for new clients. And so that will be, I'll be announcing that on the email list. So if you are not on the email list and that's something that you would like to be notified about, please go to the site, and the email sign up is in the sidebar, and it's also after every post, and that will add you to the list. I send an email out to that list every Friday, and every email has the news from the week and like any new content that we have published, then I like to feature that and let people know. But I will also be letting them know about the recruiting starting in the first part of September. So go ahead and do that. I'm excited about that. It's a new adventure and super excited and just about ready to go. Let's see, what else? On a personal note, I don't talk about personal stuff on the internet that much, but every once in a while I share stuff on the podcast. Last year, I mentioned that my teenage son, the school that he was in, which is a very highly rated public school, they, the principal, academic advisor, school counselor, they had all told me that they had given up on my son. So, because he's too accelerated, like they said, we just can't reach some kids and he's one of them. So you should probably look at your other options. And so at the time we decided that we would do homeschooling. So, our son finished the ninth grade curriculum by January, and he had time to explore other interests he has, like calligraphy. He's always learning new programming languages. He learned piano, just all that kind of stuff. But then our daughter graduated from college in May. And so we thought, okay, now we have more options we can explore for him. And so he just started a private school that is just for kids like him, that's challenging. And there are some unique challenges with kids that are accelerated emotionally. So the school kind of caters to that. And I'm saying all that, first of all, to update you since I previously mentioned the homeschooling thing, but also to say that for the last year plus, I've been juggling that plus business. And now I can focus on business for a large chunk of my day because he is now somewhere else doing his school things, and I can focus on work things. And it's a good thing because now I've got the site and the agency to concentrate on. And hopefully the podcast will get back on track on a weekly basis. So anyway, that's just a little side personal update. So let's get into some Disney World things. I kind of just jotted down a bulleted list of random things that have changed in the last, say, month or so. Let's start with episode 148, since that's the newest episode that I have, and a lot of things have changed since then. And that episode was called Three Things I'm Really Into Right Now. And of course, the quickest way to get Disney to change something is to tell them that you're really into it. One of those things was express transportation, which was probably my favorite thing that Disney World created recently, because it was just an inexpensive way to park hop and you didn't have to go back through security. And it felt like a VIP experience for not a lot of money, but they decided to discontinue it. So express transportation is no longer an option, but minivans are. And I'm not saying that they are the same thing, but I have a feeling that Disney decided that they would be putting all their efforts into promoting minivans instead. Minivans are SUVs that you can get to go from, you know, between different points at Disney World. It's like Disney's version of Uber, but they're polka dotted mini SUVs. And the thing that I think is great about it is that they include two car seats, which is a huge deal, because I know, like, I'm a big user of Uber at home, at Disney World. Everywhere I go, I use Uber. And it's not ideal for families because of the car seat situation. And frankly, with little kids especially, you may not feel safe with a random driver. But if you are at Disney World now, you can use minivans, which are $20 each way. I think ideal for families and ideal for going between resorts. Getting between resorts at Disney World has always been the most difficult thing. And it's the time that I'm most likely to use an Uber, is when I'm going from one resort to another, because I don't want to use Disney's transportation because it just takes too long. So I think minivans are great for that. In order to use minivans, you need to download the Lyft app. Lyft is a competitor to Uber, L-Y-F-T. And if you, right, they're kind of slowly rolling it out. And so only certain people, certain resorts at Disney World can use it. My understanding is that you have to have the Lyft app. You can go to the front desk at the resort and they can activate it so you can call for a ride. But lots of people outside of those resorts have been able to use it. So, you know, before long, it should be available throughout Disney World for $20 each way. So I was really into the express transportation. And now I think the minivans are great for, you know, a certain audience, and they definitely fill a need that existed within the Disney transportation world. So that was that. Another thing that I said that I was really into was dining packages, because even if you weren't going to use the dining packages for the viewing part of it, they provided you more food. So for instance, if you were on the dining plan and you wanted to eat at Mama Melrose at Hollywood Studios, it would be one credit whether or not you were on the dining package or not. But if you were on the dining package, then it would provide you more food plus the voucher to go to a show. However, Disney has decided that they will not do appetizers as part of the Fantasmic dining package. So it's not quite as good a deal if you're on the dining plan. If you're paying out of pocket, they did lower the cost of that because it's less food. But if you're on the dining plan, it's one credit and not quite as good of a deal as it used to be. So that definitely is a change. What else? They added a Fantasmic option. At Hollywood Studios, they have another Fantasmic option outside of just the dining package, and it's called the Fantasmic Dessert and VIP Viewing Experience Package. So this costs $39 for adults, $19 for kids 3 to 9, and It says guests will check in and pick up a snack box, which will feature a mix of sweet and savory items prior to showtime. Then you will be given a special light up credential and taken to a special reserved viewing area. I will link to the Disney Parks blog announcement because it lists out more details about what's in the snack box and has information on how to book it. But this is, you know, less expensive than a dining package, but also includes less because it's just a snack box in a special viewing area. So anyway, that is a new option that has just popped up at Disney World. What else? Moving away from the things that have changed since I did episode 148, I have other things that have been announced recently. One of them is My Disney Experience, the app, has updated. And there have been some new features added. Two of them are really, really big, I think. One of them is the ability to track dining plan credits. So if you're on the dining plan, it's always been kind of tricky to figure out how many credits you have left. They print them out on the receipts that you get after you eat, so you can always look on there to see where you're at. But there was no easy way to look. But now you can do it in the My Disney Experience app. I did have some people ask me about this, like, why can't I see it right now? Some people were thinking that it showed how many dining reservations you have made and how many credits that would be, but it's not. It's literally how many credits have you used, you know, already redeemed in a restaurant, and then shows you the balance of that. And then there's hotel charges that you can now view in the app. So that's another thing. And this is another point of confusion. The hotel balance is not currently what do you owe on your room or your package. It's how many room charges have you made during your trip? You know, like you go buy souvenirs in a shop and you scan your Magic Band to charge it to your room. And so it's going to track that, the room charges. And so you can always see where you're at. Some people thought that might not be such a great thing to be able to keep such tight track of your expenses. I do admit that ever since the Magic Bands were launched, I'm a lot more likely to charge things to my room. I think I've increased my spending just because it's so easy to scan your Magic Band, type in your PIN code, and go along without really thinking about what the balance is. But now there's no excuse because the balance is right there in My Disney Experience app. So this has been updated for both Android and iOS, although I have heard from some people that they updated the app, but then haven't seen the changes yet. And sometimes it takes a couple of days for that process to complete for whatever reason. But either way, it should be available, you know, already or very soon. So be sure to keep your app updated so you can get that. Another thing that is possible in the app is mobile ordering at quick service restaurants. So this continues to roll out to all of the parks, to all the quick service restaurants. And basically, what you can do is pre-order your food at whatever quick service restaurants offer it. That list currently includes 5 locations at Magic Kingdom, a couple at Epcot, a few at Hollywood Studios, and 4 at Animal Kingdom, but they just keep adding. So basically, you know, a lot of quick service restaurants. Hopefully all of them will eventually end up on this list. And it saves you time when you're ordering at the restaurants because it allows you to order ahead of time, pay ahead of time, and skip the line so you don't have to wait when you get there. And to use it, you open the app and you type or you tap the order food button, and it'll list all the restaurants that offer the service. You can look at the menu, select your items, customize your order if you need to, and you can prepay. Right now, the prepay is via credit card, and that's the only way. You can't do cash. You can't do a credit cards. I mean, you can't do dining plan credits. You can only do credit cards right now. And then when you get to the restaurant, you tap, I'm here, prepare my order in the app, which will notify the kitchen to prepare your meal. And then when it's ready, an alert will let you know to pick up your meal from the mobile order pickup area at the restaurant. And so so you can see how that might save you quite a bit of time. I haven't used it yet. It is on my to-do list for my next trip. But in my observation, I have noticed that, you know, if I'm waiting in a quick service line, that mobile order pickup seems to be like a really short line, and those people are coming and going a lot faster than everybody else. They do plan to add dining plan credits functionality later. It's just not available right now. And if you have special dietary restrictions or if you want to use discounts or dining plan credits, you'll have to place your order in the normal line at the cashier and not in the app. But hopefully later they will be able to add that functionality. So that's another thing to look for in the My Disney Experience app and another reason to update it so that you can do that. What else? Recently, two rides have closed at Disney World. Great Movie Ride closed at Hollywood Studios, and Ellen's Energy Adventure closed at Epcot. Those are both closed to make way for new rides that will take place, that will take their place. And those were announced at D23 Expo in July. So those are no longer available. I know people have a lot of feelings about those, especially Great Movie Ride, which had a lot of sentimental value for people. And for a lot of people represented this spirit of what Hollywood Studios was created for, but those are now gone. So you will not be able to ride those. Mission Space did reopen, and it's always had two levels, one that was more intense than the other, but now they have two different missions, and the new mission has a lower height requirement and it is considered to be more family friendly. They're trying to get more people to visit Mission Space because it's not a super popular attraction. And I've heard a lot of mixed reviews. Again, this one is on my to-do list for my next trip. I always have a running list every time something new pops up. And it's gotten mixed reviews, but you know, a lot of people have said it's boring, even though it's intended for families and to be family friendly. It's a little boring, but that option is available. So you've got the intense version that is like the old Mission Space, and then you've got the new one, which is, I'll let you know when I write it. I'll let you know what I think about it. But that's what I have heard. Let's see what else. There is a new section of Hollywood Studios that is coming. It is Grand Avenue. And this is basically, if you've never been, this doesn't help you, but it's like sci-fi dine-in restaurant. It's on the other side of that whole area was closed when construction began. And so now we are hearing they are going to rename that sort of area of the park, Grand Avenue. And there's going to be some new things coming to that area. One of the things coming to the area is Baseline Tap House, which is going to be a corner pub featuring California beers and wines, along with a selection of small bites. Grand Avenue, incidentally, is themed or inspired by the vibrant culture of present-day downtown Los Angeles. So a lot of the new things coming to that area will be going with that theme. The current Muppets Courtyard will be called Grand Park. And let's see, I'm reading the Disney Parks blog post to make sure I don't miss all the details here. The Muppets Theater is going to be renamed Grand Arts Theater, and we'll have a new marquee. The Muppets will still be there in their show. They're just renaming things to go along with the new theme. Anyway, I expect that we'll hear a lot more about this as the days or the months go on, because this, a lot of the construction will be completed and we'll start to see some of the stuff opening. Speaking of Hollywood Studios, One Man's Dream has long been rumored to be closing at Hollywood Studios. It always has had a lot of historical things that you could look at for the history of Disney, and it's being renamed Walt Disney Presents and will serve much the same function as One Man's Dream, including having the models on display from the upcoming Toy Story Lands and the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge Lands, which are coming to Hollywood Studios over the next couple of years. So you can go in and see that. One Man's Dream, and which is now going to be called Walt Disney Presents, also has a theater at the back, and they often have extended previews from upcoming movies, which I always think is a treat because you get to see it before everyone else does, at least a bit of it. And they will continue to do that at Walt Disney Presents, but it just is operating under a new name. Let's see. And most recently, the Halloween party opens on Friday, August 25th, if you can believe it. More than 2 months before Halloween starts, we've got Halloween parties beginning. I'm recording this on Thursday, August 24th, so I've got Halloween party fresh on the mind. And so, as usual, we, you know, have all the a lot of the details about the party gathered. And the most exciting thing that I have heard about this year's party is that it is going to include the opportunity to meet Moana, because Moana was at Hollywood Studios until a few months ago, and a lot of people were very disappointed that she was leaving. I have to admit that I was one of them. I've never really been a character person, but meeting Moana made me like the movie Moana more somehow. She was just really great. But she left Hollywood Studios earlier this year. And so people have been really excited and hoping that she would come back. And so she's going to be back at Magic Kingdom during the Halloween party. So there are a lot of characters you can meet during the Halloween party. Moana just happens to be one of them. She will be in Adventureland. So if you are going and you are a fan of Moana, make sure you add her to the list. I will link to the Halloween party post in the show notes, because there's a lot of information to read, including which special treats are available, which rides are open, which rides are not open. Jungle Cruise and Splash Mountain are not on the list of rides to be open this year, incidentally, which is interesting. So if you happen to be going to the Halloween party, make sure you read it so that you are prepared, because it's good to have a plan when you're paying extra for a special event like that. Let's see. I think that's all the news that I have jotted down to get you caught up and get us all up to date. So that'll wrap up this episode. I do have a quick tip of the day, and then I'm going to start planning the next episode so that we can get back on track with these. The quick tip of the day for this episode is to take a picture on your phone with a character at Disney World, and then use the camera app's drawing capability to have them sign right on top of your image. Now, I will link to an Instagram post I did about this that has more information about how it works on iPhones. I assume that there's a similar option on Android. But basically, the idea is that a lot of people have characters sign other things, like they will sign autograph books, so they will sign the matte picture mats, you know, and then they'll put them together with the pictures later. But if you do this, then you can have the photo and the character signature all together. And when you get your photos printed, or if you post them online, then you'll have them both together. So I will link to that in the show notes so that you can see what that's like and maybe do it for your own trip. I think that'll wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information on the show, you can check out the show notes in your podcasting app, or you can go to the website, click podcast at the top, and look for episode 149. Until next time, I will see you on the site.